Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We, of course, know that there was a public holiday in Israel as Israel went to the polls to choose their municipal representatives. Well, the question that we have is the impact that the war must have had on the local elections. Dr. Ilana Schmeitzman is a lecturer in the Department of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard.
So I was in Israel for a week, and the one thing that I found overwhelming was that the impact that October 7th and the continued situation, the hostages, the war, is having on every single person. It is it's something that you can't escape. You could look at the country, it might look normal, but it isn't. The minute you have a conversation with somebody, you realize that has to translate into almost every action, one of them being municipal elections. Your thoughts?
Yes, of course, you're right. You need to remember that the local election was supposed to take place at the end of October, and the parties is on all the candidates were preparing for that. There was a campaign going on, and then on October 7th, everything froze, and the election was postponed. And now you almost didn't see any campaign, as if the election did not exist. The candidates did not meet with the potential voters, and everything was very numb. People were very reluctant to go to the polls. You can see it in the turnout eventually, which was very, very low. Less than 50% of the population has voted, which is very low. Among other reasons is because people are not feeling that these elections were the most interesting thing for them today, and there are a lot of people still in the army. Also, in the south and the north of the localities there were no elections taking place because the people are still refugees in their own country, which is also very important. We had two candidates from the south who were murdered in October 7th, which is also
important. I was just
going to
say, you know, when I was in the south, one of the guards explained that and I think it's Kfar Aza, that one of the candidates was murdered.
Yes, one of the candidates, the head of the local authority of Kfar Aza, Ophir Lipstein, was murdered, and also the candidate Tamar Kedmi was from Nir Oz, was murdered with her entire family, which was also something we remembered during the election. In some of the polls, families of the hostages stood there with the pictures of their loved ones, reminding us that they were supposed to vote today as well, but they can't. So these elections were not a happy democracy day, as always. Elections are a democracy holiday, if you may. But these did not feel like a holiday. No one felt like celebrating anything. And I think one of the interesting things was that if you look at the turnout, you can see a significant difference between secular or people and ultra-Orthodox. And there the turnout was very high, like 78%. And this was, among other things, because the war did not affect them. They did not send their children to the war. They were not evacuated from their country. They don't have hostages in their families. So they continued campaigning during this entire period, and this was something very important for them. And you can see the results as well. Not only the turnout was very high, but they also succeeded in many cities where there was a close fight between their majority and the secular majority. So,
what is the normal turnout across Israel for these types of elections?
In the local elections, it's usually low. The last time in 2018, it was 60-something percent. But the election before, in 2013, it was 51 or 52. Now it was 49.5, something like that. So,
right.
But you need to remember that people received a holiday in that day. So there is a vacation so you can go and vote in order to increase the turnout, but it didn't work this time. There are many reasons why it didn't work, but people really didn't think it's something that's important right now.
Does this reflect or impact at all, do you think, or the negativity around it, could that also be impacted by the dissatisfaction with Netanyahu and his government?
Well, you did see, when you look at the results, you do see the impact of the dissatisfaction. For instance, the Likud party, Netanyahu's party, was almost erased in the entire country.
Wow.
They received very few votes. Moreover, in all the campaigns of the Likud party, they hid Netanyahu in their campaign. You didn't see his endorsement to any of the candidates. So they try to, it's like a brand that you're trying to
that
distance
yourself
so from.
That is so interesting. So in fact, an observation that I made, and not everybody agrees with me, but after having spent a week there, we met with we went down to the Gaza envelope, we went north, we met with soldiers, we met with senior people in the army. What I found was almost the absence of Netanyahu. His name wasn't part of almost any conversation, aside from, you know, the negative about the failure, but he didn't feel relevant to the current situation.
I don't know if he's irrelevant to the current situation, but he is something that there's a consensus from the right and from the left that he failed and he need to go. And I think the argument is whether he should go now or he should go after the war.
Mm.
But even I think, if you accept all the, except for all the, like, the small group of people who are like a cult and they see him as the indispensable leader, but other than them, there is a consensus
is there still that group? Are there still people who believe that he is the guy to take Israel through this and beyond?
Yes, there are. I don't think there are many. You can see it in any demonstration they're trying to organize, that there are very few people, like a couple of hundreds,
right,
that believe in him. So it's just like last attempts to try and sell it something that he's good at.
Very interesting indeed. We do need to leave it there. It is about to go 9 o'clock. Dr. Ilana Schweitzman, thank you. Lecturer in the Department of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University.